This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Oh, stand by me, stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall.
Welcome back, Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with Martin Kilcoyne. We have in studio the head coach of St. Louis FC, Anthony Pulis. He is from England. He is the son of a legendary soccer coach in the Premier League and a guy who's coached in the Championship League. Anthony, good to be with you. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
So the season opens up March 9th, the first official regular season game in St. Louis. You're going to play another exhibition game this weekend. But give us an idea, because we have a lot of MLS fans too, how important it is for us to display soccer passion. I know you saw it last year too.
Yeah, it's imperative, I think, with obviously everything that's going on at the moment with MLS for the Loo. I think it's extremely important that we fill the soccer park when we play our home games, to obviously show MLS and Don Garber and everybody involved that this city's ready for Major League Soccer, because I think we've got obviously a huge history and tradition in soccer here in St. Louis. So now it's important that obviously we rally around and support what's here and now, which is the USL St. Louis FC team.
And wasn't Cincinnati the best example of a USL team that exploded, and all of a sudden, we didn't talk about them a couple of years ago in terms of being an MLS city, and it happened overnight. They get, what, like 20,000 for USL?
Even more than that, yeah. I've been fortunate enough to coach a couple of games there, and they had 27, 28,000 there. And I don't think they were even on the radar of MLS when they first came into USL, two or three years ago. But then obviously the crowds that they were getting, MLS couldn't ignore them.
You have some St. Louis kids on the roster, and one of them is your outstanding goalie from Webster Groves, Tomas Gomez, who just comes from a family of goalies. If you're in that family, you have to be a goalie.
Right, yeah. No, I think he's got a younger brother that is, I think he's at Creighton, actually. But yeah, Tomas is obviously a local boy. Had been around at a few other professional teams, had a little bit of experience in MLS, got drafted there from Georgetown, won a Golden Glove at Rochester Rhinos, and then has obviously come back home, and he's been really good for us. We're pleased with him.
You were a playoff team a year ago, big step forward for the organization. How many kids are back? How many players are back? And what's your thought? What's your goal this year?
Yeah, we've got 11 returners, which I think is the most the club have ever had. So I think that's huge for us that we've got. We've got a consistent spine of the group back that kind of know what's expected, how we want to play, how we want to conduct ourselves, how important the culture is at the club. But then we've got 8 new guys that we've been in preseason 4 weeks, and they've all integrated and bought in straight away and really pleased with the group that we've got.
We have in studio Anthony Pulis, who's the head coach of St. Louis FC. Remember the big game coming up Saturday, March 9th. And anytime you go to one of these games, and I've been to 4 of them, the first thing that jumps out at you are the Luligans. They are unbelievable for you. Tell our listening audience what they're about, who they are.
Yeah, the energy, the enthusiasm, the passion that they bring every home game is phenomenal. I think obviously when I came here a year ago, people had told me what they were like. I coached against St. Louis once and remember them for the noise that they bring and the smoke bombs. And it really, if you look at our home record last year, I think we had one of the best home records in the conference. And a large part of that is down to them. And it sounds cliche, but they act as a 12th man. And they really do energize the players when it's getting late in the game and the players are maybe starting to feel a little bit fatigued and a bit tired. And they're singing and they're chanting and they're getting behind the guys. It makes such a huge difference. So I think fans to come out and experience what they bring, and even join in with the singing and the chanting, it makes a huge difference to the team.
Explain to folks who don't understand how the MLS would be in conjunction with what you guys are doing. I think some people say, well, we got a soccer team. What are we gonna... So if we get the MLS, then these guys go away. Can you explain to folks how it would work hand in hand?
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as I'm aware, our franchise would basically just would expand into MLS. I mean, I was previously to St. Louis, I was at Orlando City for 6 years, and I was part of the journey there where when I first joined, we were a USL team. We got really good crowds, had a lot of success in USL. They got awarded the franchise, built a new stadium, and you look at how that club's expanded over the time I've been in the state. So, yeah, I would like to think, and again, I'm probably not the right person to ask, but I would like to think it would be a seamless transition.
Coach, I know you don't know this answer specifically, but you know everybody in this room would love to see the MLS come here. And the only thing I'm worried about is, can they fill like a 25,000-seat stadium for 16 dates a year? I mean, do you have a pulse for the soccer in this city yet?
I mean, from what I've seen, how the city support the baseball and the ice hockey, I don't see no reason why not. I mean, obviously I wasn't here, but people have told me in the past when they've had international exhibition games at Busch Stadium, they've packed it out. I think when you look at the history of soccer here in St. Louis and the players that have been produced, the attendances that there have been for major games in the past, I don't see no reason why not. And I think it would be obviously a fantastic addition to MLS if hopefully we were to get awarded that franchise.
Do you see the benefits of a downtown stadium? I know Kansas City doesn't have it. The MLS, that's clearly what they want now. You've traveled around, played and coached in different venues. Is there a different vibe, whether it's downtown or out in the county?
Yeah, I think downtown is probably the place to be. I think when you've got bars and restaurants and lots of other things going on down there, and I think with the stadiums that are already down there, with the Cardinals and the Blues, I think it would be a real special place if we could get that downtown soccer stadium as well.
He said bars. He didn't say pubs, Frank. So he's been in the States for a while.
Converted American now.
Can an Englishman in St. Louis, is there such a thing as good English fare? Maybe we can put out a request. Now, there's good English, but Dressel's is a great English pub in the Central West End.
Right.
Have you found any good fair?
Not really. People keep asking me if I found an authentic fish and chip shop, and I haven't. So if there's anybody out there, get in touch with us. Let me know where the best fish and chips I could find for me and the wife and the kids, and I'd appreciate it.
So you grew up in England where your dad, as we mentioned, was a legendary coach.
Yeah.
You were probably the little kid that he just dragged to practice, and you were around great soccer players by the time you were 5 years old.
Right. Yeah, no, I've been fortunate, I think. Growing up, I was with Dad all the time. In school holidays, wherever he was coaching, I would go with him, and I would go into training every day. At the time, it's crazy now, you wouldn't be able to get away with it, but I used to sit on the bench with him during games. I'd be in the locker room while he's doing his halftime pregame talks. I've been around the game as long as I can remember. So I'm really fortunate, and it's my life. I couldn't think of or even imagine doing anything different.
Next year, they're going to take a Cardinals-Cubs series and take it over to London.
Yeah.
We've had football for years, NFL football going over there. Do you think either of those sports, or any, I know the NFL is trying really hard, but in terms of London and England and the interest level, I mean, it's like soccer is like here, way up here, and everything else is like, eh, it's okay.
When I went back to England at Christmas and had a couple of weeks catching up with obviously family and friends, and football, as we call it there, it's far and away that the biggest sport. It is literally everywhere you look. TV, radio, newspapers, social media, it's everywhere. But what I will say here is it is growing compared to what it was 6-7 years ago when I first moved here. But as you rightly say, I mean, NFL now in England is getting really big. There's a lot of people, a lot of friends that I know that stay up really late and watch the games, and I know they've had a lot of success taking the games to Wembley Stadium that they've had in recent years.
So the average player that's 17 years old in England is better than the average player in the United States who's 17 years old, right? Is that correct?
That's subjective. I mean, I think that because the systems are so different, right? So in England, you go to high school until you're 16, and then the players that are already in professional academy systems, they leave school at 16 and go straight into full-time professional soccer, whereas obviously here in the States, you go to high school to 18, and then you're going off to college probably, and you're not turning pro till 22. That's for the vast majority of players. You've got your the exceptions, like obviously Josh Sargent, that's obviously been produced here in St. Louis and gone off to play in Germany at a younger age. But I think in general, you could probably say yes, they are a little bit ahead, but purely just because of the systems and how the countries differ.
Is Josh Sargent as good as any player in England too?
At his age, 100%. Yeah, from what I've seen, I think he's a special, special talent.
Wow. And do you think the challenge for the U.S., we'll get the Josh Sargents every once in a while. We had a Landon Donovan, but we want to be great at the World Cup. And the challenge is always that we've got so many kids playing football, American football, and playing baseball, and they get into basketball. Do you think that's always going to be hard for us to get to the level that England and France are at soccer?
I think it's challenging because obviously there are more sports here that provide more competition. However, I think when you look at the talent that's coming through now in the States, and obviously there's a few of those guys. Tyler Adams is another one that's just gone to play in Europe. The talent's there. I think maybe that you'll see now that there's more and more players within MLS Academy systems that are maybe deciding not to go to college to sign pro as soon as they leave high school. So they're getting more contact, better coaching, more hours at that earlier age compared to what they would if they left school at 22.
Now, those academies, are those kids educated or is it strictly soccer?
Yeah, they're in England you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, they are educated.
So they're getting the equivalent of a college degree.
Yes. It may maybe not as good as what it would be at certain schools here in the States, but they're getting educated. They have to go to school. I want to say it's maybe two or three times a week, where especially at the bigger clubs in England, they'll hire full-time tutors or teachers, and they'll come into the academies and the training environments and actually give them classes to do in the afternoon or in the evening, so that they've got something to fall back on, because ultimately not every one of those players that goes in is going to make it as a top pro. So they obviously want to be seen to be given the players something to fall back on from an education standpoint.
If a St. Louis soccer fan said, I'm going to London and I can only go to one match, And they want to take in the venue and the fans and kind of that vibe walking into the building, where would you send them? What game?
Ooh.
Is it Chelsea? Is it Liverpool? Is it where should they go?
If it's strictly London,
yeah.
I would probably say the best game to go to would be the North London Derby, which is Arsenal against Tottenham. That's a huge rivalry. Arsenal playing a fantastic stadium. Always a really, really good game to watch. That's strictly London. Now, I'm more of a Manchester United fan myself. So if you were to say anywhere in England, I would say go and watch a Man United, Man City, or a Man United, Liverpool game.
And you're not going to rip Stan Kroenke for us? We'd appreciate it if you did. He's not real popular in soccer.
He's probably
circles,
not listening.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I've heard he's not the most popular of guys here. I'm not really, I don't know if I'm right to comment on him and his behaviors.
How about best beer in England? Right to your left is a professional beer snob who probably can talk beers with you.
See, I'm not much of a... I like simple beer. I mean, I like the Budweiser. I mean, I'm not just saying that because I'm here in St. Louis. A Budweiser or a Corona, I'm not really a... I wouldn't say I'm a beer connoisseur, to be honest. Sorry.
But you can't go wrong with a Newcastle, right? I mean, that's a great...
Newcastle Brown Ale.
Yeah,
see,
Brown Ale.
You like that?
I like Newcastle.
Yeah. It's okay.
Wow.
It's okay.
Boy, if I had a Bud, and I love Bud, but I might have to go Newcastle, you'd go
really?
Bud. How about that?
Right,
the
okay.
British guy going
I know,
Bud.
Yeah. Strange
he's,
how things
he's been
turn
living
out.
In St. Louis for a while.
Yeah.
He's eaten toasted raviolis, gooey butter cake.
You got a favorite restaurant, a favorite hangout?
We've been to the Hill a few times. We like the Italian restaurants on the Hill, yeah. The toaster, I'd never heard of toasted ravioli, obviously, until I came here. But now I've got the wife and the kids are on it. We love it.
Are the kids playing at all?
They're young, so my daughter's 5 and my son's 3. Just started getting my son into it a little bit. He likes it. Yeah.
Good stuff. Anthony, we really appreciate you coming in for tickets. So you're going to play another exhibition game this weekend?
Yes. Our last preseason exhibition game will be this Saturday.
What time?
March 2nd. It's at 1 o'clock against Madison out at the soccer park. And then obviously the USL season opener is the following weekend, March 9th, against Indy 11, who will be a tough game. They'll be one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. Another 1 o'clock kickoff, so let's get as many fans out there as possible.
Yeah, stlewisfc.com is the website.
Good stuff. Anthony, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
No, thank you very much for having me.
All right, we'll take a short time out. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 590 The Fan.